Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're a platform to support people like Stan Jones, Ron Paul, you out there listening. We do the best job we can. We work as hard as we can. And we appreciate all of your support. I know we got loaded phone lines. I have two people that disagree with me, two in a row. We've got Nathan in Iowa disagreeing with my analysis of saying South Park was a hit piece against the 9/11 truth movement. We also have Mike in Pennsylvania who disagrees with something. So they go to the head of the line, then we'll go to Michelle, John, Paula, and others. Mike in Pennsylvania, go ahead.
I'm a first-time caller, a big fan, convinced 9/11 is an inside job. Actually, I've recently shown terrorist storm at my college.
Good job.
But it's not so much a disagreement, but just a clearing up of evidence. Recently, Peter Power, who said all the drills that were going on at all the exact locations, recently has kind of backed off what he said and said that most of those drills were on paper. I just want to know what you thought of that. And
A week after we broke our story, he went on BBC 5 radio. He went on ITN national television and said almost, in fact, there's only one word that's different. He read from a script. The former spokesman for Scotland Yard, the head of Visor Consultants running a drill. He went on television and radio and said, we were running a drill at the exact same places at exact same time. Those are quotes, exact same words. And on 7/7, again, for those who just joined us, that's done. I'm not saying he was involved. He was hired. We later learned it was the tube. It was the transportation organization that's quasi-governmental that hired him. And then we later learned there were government drills going on in conjunction with that. And it's the same every time to create a smokescreen. And we know Netanyahu got the warning and the rest of it. He then put out a press release and clarified and said it was a tabletop. We weren't there physically. It only involved, you know, a small number, but I won't say who or where, so he covered up. The point is, he put out statements, then he backtracked on them. Okay, so we're going with his statements that were exactly the same. Those were written statements, and I don't know why they said it or why they did it, but then we talked to locals. We talked to locals that work for the bus company while I was in England, on the phone, here, on email, who will not come on the show. They said they saw the drills. Sir, we got so much evidence. We can't put it all in a film.
That was my next question: if you have witnesses that saw them, because that's irrefutable, and that's the clincher.
Yeah, I even met with some of the people and then talked to them, and they're too afraid to go public.
All right, I have another little follow up, like unrelated to. I wanted to be thought of another guy who's been fighting against globalists. It's Mike Rupert. I wonder what you think of him defecting to South America and getting his computer smashed.
I know Mike Rupert has said things about me that aren't true.
Right, and I don't know.
Over and over again. And straw-manned me. You know, that's where you create something someone didn't say and then claim
right.
They did. And they're still doing it, and I just turn the other cheek and say, for a guy whose family was CIA and NSA and who was a cop, I say, c'est la vie down to Venezuela, if you're really even there. I have nothing to say about him. I just turn the other cheek, and I don't believe in peak oil. And
really?
Yeah, no. I have Greg Palast does in the BBC. Dutch Royal Shell 10 years ago created that as a scam for artificial scarcity. Doesn't mean I think petrochemicals are good. Don't get me wrong. But, I don't follow that religious belief. And I don't have anything else to say about him. Thank you, though. I appreciate you, sir, showing Terror Storm at your university. Yeah, we have the oil company documents that Dutch Royal Shell created the scam of peak oil because there's too much oil. They're finding too much, and the price is going to go down too low. We also have their documents where they bought up all the private refineries in the U.S. because there was too much oil coming in to artificially create a bottleneck on the refined petrol. So, gasoline. So, that's what's happening there. We have the facts. They have the religious belief. We'll be right back.
It's here at
After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports: U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, these are some clips from South Park, and then I'm going to go to Nathan, who disagrees with me about my analysis of the incredible hit piece that they aired last night, one of the most popular, most highly viewed television programs, not just on cable, but television. I mean, it even beats out most of the ratings for broadcast TV. Tens of millions of people watch this. It has a life of its own on the web. It gets re-aired for years. So conservatively, 50 million people, I looked up the numbers, 50-plus million will end up seeing this in the next year. And I knew it was going to be a hit piece. I mean, I went and saw Team America with the puppets that they made, and it was pretty funny. Kim Jong-il, hey, how's Biggs, buddy? Come on, yeah, how's Biggs? But it was vulgar, not good for the country. But that's not why it was really bad. I mean, that was bad enough. Michael Moore is a terrorist who suicide bombs U.S. bases. Alec Baldwin's a terrorist. And again, they're liberals. They're in the controlled paradigm. What Michael Moore did was make Bush look like he's just an idiot. Michael Moore did what this South Park episode does. It makes it look like they're just a bunch of buffoons that don't know what they're doing, and it's really the conspiracy theorists that are the equivalent of dogs going to the bathroom on the ground at inopportune, improper places, and that we're all anti-Semitic, and that, it's just so many layers to this. Aaron Dykes has written a detailed article at JonesReport.com. It's also posted on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. This will wake up a lot of young people. Because people up into their 30s watch this, and as young as 12 watch it. That's his key demographics, about 12 to 33. So please get it out to everybody. We have the key video clips, so you don't have to watch the whole atrocity up on the website right now if you want to go see them. But I aired this clip earlier, then we'll play the other clips we haven't aired yet, and then I'll go to this guy that disagrees with me, then I'm going to get into a bunch of other news. And I should get into the master plan of the globalist and what the world will look like yesterday. I didn't do it. I'm going to try to do that at the bottom of the hour. Really what the plan is, what the real threats are that our society faces, not peak oil and stuff like that. Right now, let's go ahead and go to the one where Bush blows the head off of a 9/11 truther and wearing a 911truth.org t-shirt and takes credit for 9/11. But then later you learn it was all a big lie and they want you to think they did to scare you, but they're really a bunch of idiots who can't get anything right. Again, their own official plans say they planned to break down Iraq into three parts, have sectarian war, to destroy it so it wouldn't be a first world country. Then they tell you openly, oh, we wanted to make it all happy and free, but then they break it in three parts and have endless sectarian war, and the troops there forever. Exact precision execution. They say the drug war is a failure. Triple the heroin, double the cocaine, from 1.3 million in the prison system to over 7 million in the system, 4.5 million behind bars. Total success. They ship in the narcotics and turn it into a police state and corrupt police with asset forfeiture seizure while they're at it under federal control. The feds have the law written where the states can't give the cops the asset forfeiture seizure, so they have to get it from the feds, thus making them toadies. Hundreds and hundreds of similar things done with total precision. The bureaucracy is meant to be a big quicksand jungle we can't get through, but at the higher rooms of intelligence in these operations, it's the best and brightest, but they are evil. So I'm so sick every time I'm on a talk show, well, Bush can't carry out Iraq, he sure couldn't do this. You know, it's just ridiculous. Their own documents say exactly what they do, and they did it. People go, it's incredible, Alex Jones is psychic, he has crystal balls, he knows all this stuff. I just read the Israeli 83 plan. I just read the Pentagon 2001 plan. I mean, these are in academia. These are out there for you. It's just never going to be in your newspaper. That's how I could tell you exactly what would happen. Because they're following their plan. And they're so arrogant, they publish it. Let's go to Bush blowing the guy's head off. Here it is.
Excuse me, there's been a misunderstanding.
Come on in, Mr. President.
Mr. President, my name is...
Shut up! You think we don't know your name? We know everything. We control everything. We've all worked very hard to keep our involvement in 9/11 a secret. But you just had to keep digging.
Really?
You won't get away with it. People know.
People? You mean sheeple.
We have the majority of them kept in blissful ignorance.
Just one more leak to fix.
Wait, what are you doing?
You've been a thorn in our side for too long, I'm afraid.
No, you can't do this. Please, I'll stop. I'll take down the website.
Too late.
He died like a pig.
Some pigs never learn.
No way. He was right. You did cause 9/11.
Yes. Quite simple to pull off, really. All I had to do was have explosives planted in the base of the towers. Then on 9/11, we pretended like four planes were being hijacked, when really we just rerouted them to Pennsylvania, then flew two military jets into the World Trade Center filled with more explosives and shot down all the witnesses in Flight 93 with an F-15 after blowing up the Pentagon with a cruise missile. It was only the world's most intricate and flawlessly executed plan ever, ever.
Really? Why?
Oldest reason in the world. Money. The towers fell and the American sheeple all waved their flags. Finally, we can invade Iraq and get the oil which made us all even richer than before.
Beautiful money.
Really? Is the whole government in on this?
We are all knowing and all powerful. Goodbye, boys.
Again, for Christ's sake, Cheney.
All right.
Oh, run.
Okay, before it gets off into too much more of the blasphemous behavior. Now let's go to the next clip. I'm not going to play the one where Bush admits he didn't do it and wants us just to think he's powerful and he's really just an idiot. Let's play the one where they're at the home of the 9/11 truther who Bush later blows his head off. But it turns out that guy really works for Bush, and it was just a blood pack on the back of his head, and it was all staged. Let's go to where they're at the home, and it connects the 9/11 truth to anthrax attacks. And then the SWAT teams them. Again, it's all to scare you. You get your head blown off. The SWAT team comes and gets you. You're involved in anthrax. It has this subconscious level delivery. Then it has the potty humor delivery for the general public. Then it has more sophisticated levels. And again, it's the template of everything they've been using to try to discredit us. Go ahead and roll the one where they're at the 9/11 truthers' home.
Hi, we were hoping you can help us. My friend is being blamed for 9/11.
Oh, geez. Come on in, kids. It doesn't surprise me. More and more people are being blamed for 9/11 every day.
They are?
Yeah, it's a way of keeping people from seeing the real evidence. I know it seems crazy, but 9/11 was pulled off by our own government, so they could gain support for attacking the Middle East.
What? No.
I know it's hard to believe.
Dude, why would the government attack its own buildings?
It's called the false flag policy. Make it look like the enemy has attacked you. Get all your citizens riled up and waving American flags. Then you're free to invade any country you want.
That's retarded.
Look into the evidence of 9/11 and you'll see there are a lot of holes in their story.
There's a lot of holes in the theory of evolution, too. It doesn't mean it's wrong.
You don't understand. The government controls everything. The media, the corporations. They have the power to do anything they want. Here, look. Read the labels on these. Go on, read them.
Code 234.
We think they came from a government office.
What is it?
It's anthrax.
Anthrax?
Someday we'll use it as evidence against them.
Stan, we can't be seen with this nutjob!
All right, let's go ahead and go to somebody who disagrees with me. Let's talk to Nathaniel in Iowa. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, Alex, I'm a first-time caller, and I just got to disagree with you on your analysis of the South Park hit piece. I know you're not a fan of the show, but I'm just here to give South Park a little bit more credit, I mean the producers, because I think they did what they could considering Comedy Central censorship and content control policies. I mean, this is a network that Dave Chappelle walked away from a $50 million contract because of content control. And if you were a fan of the show, you could see that compared to the severity
sure,
of their
obviously, in a certain area of my brain, I'm a fan of the show. I mean, I like certain levels of the comedy. I just can't hear about, you know, poop every 30 seconds. It's just stupid. But, I mean, obviously, listen, you've seen Team America, I would imagine.
Yes.
Fighting for your freedom, America. Don't say the rest. The point is, darka, applies that it's Arab terrorists doing it, Saddam's evil, Bin Laden's real, you know, the devil's boyfriend is Saddam. It continues to reaffirm the official myth at every level. And Bush is just some idiot who accidentally, you know, is just out there getting the evil guys.
At least to their credit, they did go over real issues like the temperature, fire, the Silverstein, the bombs at the base. They could have said it was all the crab people, and the fact that they gave out the 911truth.org, they didn't have to do that. They could have given a fake website. They could have made up fake issues to really discredit us. But I think the fact that they brought out real issues when they had no reason to, I mean, it could have been a lot worse compared to when they attacked Scientology or the Mormons or Mel Gibson. That's when they made them look really bad. But considering they did go over after real issues and they gave out that website, which I bet is going to get tons of hits, like you said, 50 million people seeing the T-shirt in black and white saying 911truth.org. That's a real website people can go to find out the truth themselves. So I'm thinking that this is more them working through the grid, that these guys might be good guys that are just trying to do what they can through the grid, through the inside, and you're not giving them the credit that...
So you think they might be fighting for our freedom, America, oh yeah!
I just don't think they're completely with them. Comedy Central, obviously they're not going to be able to get away with the pro 9/11 truth episode, so they did what they could.
Well, I agree. Obviously it could have been worse, but then if the propaganda is that over the top, it's not convincing. Good propaganda shows a little bit of truth, even a lot of truth, then mixes in lies. I mean, it's not right what they did in there, focusing on the Jew, parts we haven't even played yet, because, you know, that will actually get people who've never even thought about Jews being involved to think about it. I mean, certainly Israel was involved in support roles and very corrupt, but I just think it's very dangerous. Israel couldn't carry out the attacks. It's too sophisticated. It's too big. They're not in control of our government to that extent, just like the Arabs couldn't carry it out. only military-industrial complex is so precise.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Ted Anderson from Midas. Today is October 12, 2006. Gold opened at $573.30, and 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $604.91. Again, that's $604.91 to purchase 1 ounce gold coins. Do you ever wonder why deficit spending never goes away? Would you believe me if I told you that fiscal responsibility would lead to a second Great Depression? Believe it or not, this is true. Our economy gets its currency from a private banking cartel. We, the people, labor to create the money, only to turn it over to this institution for its seal of approval. They, in turn, lend it back to us, and we, the people, are forced to labor to service the interest on this debt. Midas Resources is offering The Creature from Jekyll Island a second look at the Federal Reserve. Call 800-686-2237. If you haven't read this book, get a copy today. 800-686-2237. If you have, pick up a copy for your friend or relative. Call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light.
The Berkey Light Purifier for only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
I've got a stack of news articles that are all incredible. Again, you could spend an hour on each one. The mob boss mayor of Chicago, the criminals want to make sure you, their cattle, stay in line. Here's the headline. Daily, cameras on almost every block. He's announced that they're going to spend billions of dollars to put cameras everywhere watching everyone. This is out of the City Hall Reporter of the Metro and State section of the Chicago Tribune. Here is another one. More than 50 illegal immigrants found in one home. More than 50 immigrants, not illegal aliens, see, they're immigrants. And now the government started calling them undocumented citizens. They're now changing, see, and we'll all adopt that. Oh, the government says it. More than 50 immigrants were taken into custody Wednesday after a raid on a West Side home. Police were called to the home of Census Street after they received a tip about stolen cars. It's the only reason they were taken.
It's because of the stealing.
When they arrived, they saw four people running from the house. They looked inside the stash house and found 51 illegal immigrants, 38 men, 12 women, a teenage girl, all crammed into three bedrooms. And it just goes on. That's San Antonio. There'll be lawsuits, folks, guaranteed, every time police stop illegal aliens and try to deport them. They go, you're not allowed to do that. These are gods. And I'm here to tell you, most of the car theft, I've lived in Dallas. I've had a car stolen there, had them broke into here. And every time I've talked to the police, they finally bust one of these rings. It's illegal aliens because they're above the law. It's very hard to bust them. Even when they go to prison, they don't have documents. They just tell them my name is, you know, say Sanchez Ramirez. And you never know. And they let them out. I mean, it's like that. All these serial killers. Basically, the criminals of Mexico have come up here. A lot of them aren't criminals. But statistically, it's a higher level of violent criminals. Of course, the military is now recruiting violent felons. Aggravated felons, excuse me. That was in the Washington Times and Associated Press a few years ago to join the military. Just like Stalin went hardcore criminals out of the jails to rule the sheeple. South Park will probably have a special making fun of nuts that believe there's a North American Union as the official government has secret meetings. The new government is meeting. Yes, we're not allowed in, though. It's freedom. That's the kind of news I have stacks of here. Let's move quickly through calls because I want to get into some of the globalist master plan. Go ahead and talk to Michelle in Texas. Michelle, welcome.
Hi, Alex. I know you have a lot of things to get to, so I'm just going to make it as quick as possible.
You've been holding. Take your time. Whatever.
First off, I just want to say thank you so much. We were with you in New York at Ground Zero this year, and it was the most surreal moment and the proudest moment of my entire life, and I encourage everybody I meet. I'm 26 years old. I encourage everybody, especially my generation, to get up off of your duffs and do something about what is going on. Yesterday, I had to listen to our president say, you know, well, one day they're going to look back and they're going to say, what happened in 2006 and why couldn't they see the problem and fix it in the United States? What couldn't we? Why couldn't we wake up and figure out that our government is lying to us and that we have been led through this for 5 years? And it is time. It is time. And I'm with you. I'm totally done. I'm tired of people talking and talking and talking about doing something but not standing up to it and not following through with action. And, you know, I listen to Dave and Joyce in the morning, and we carpool to work. So it's me and my boyfriend, and we listen to you while we're at work, and we listen to John in the afternoon, and y'all all say the same thing, you know. And I so want somebody to stand up and say, we're with you, and we're going to organize, and we're going to do something, and nobody ever does. So I'm telling you, I'm with you, and I'm going to organize if I'm the only one that does it. And I'm going to see this through with you to the end. And another thing, and I'm really tired of the fact that there's not, you know, a whole generation of my people, young people, and women alike. Women need to wake up, you know. I mean, get out there, fight for your rights, and not just for your rights, but the rights of your children, your husbands, your future husbands. You know, the draft is just around the corner. It's time now. We have no time to waste.
Well, you're right. It's going to be women, that are going to be drafted in the new universal service. But, oh, it's not a draft. It's universal. It's universal service. And I hear the concern in your voice. Things would be a lot worse if it wasn't for people like you out there, Michelle, that are taking action, that are involved. The problem is, from the time that most of us were about a year old, and my parents weren't that bad about it, and we haven't done it with our children, we were set in front of the television. We were taught it was our mommy, our daddy. We were mesmerized, and most people have literally been hypnotized into a false reality that's been pulled up over their eyes to block reality from them ever since they were a year old. And so people just have been in a cocoon that's really a straitjacket, and we're just starting to realize what's happening, most people are. And so the establishment's trying to clamp down. They know people are waking up. That's why they're putting the police state in. They wouldn't have done this if they thought they could have just controlled us with the propaganda. This, their move for tyranny is a autoimmune response by the parasite to fend off our attacks. Do you get what I'm saying?
I agree completely. I agree. And that's what I'm saying. We need to wake up and be unafraid and take back our country and take back our lives.
Well, I get buoyed by hearing your spirit. So I appreciate you calling in. Godspeed. Take care. All right. We'll come back, and I'm going to take calls from Paula and DJ and Levi. And then that's it, because I got a rant coming up for you.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Friends, we're back live.
Well, I won't.
Thank you for joining us. We got Debbie Morrow on for about 3 minutes with us. Then I'm going to race through three or four calls, and I want to get into really what this is all about, what the globalists really want, what their mindset is. And I keep meaning to do a whole show on this. I need to write up a bunch of notes and get a bunch of documents together and really do a big presentation. I want to write a book on the subject. I want to do a whole radio show on it. I'm trying to do a film on it, but it's just so much involved in it. But, Debbie, our loving elite are poisoning our water supply, and we have high-quality made-in-America water filters that is made by New Millennium Concepts. If you want the British made, they've got those, too. They're the national distributor for British Berkey. And the water is full of herbicide, pesticide, and you're completely insane if you drink the tap water in a city or town. And even a lot of well water has a lot of stuff seeping into it. You should purify that. And it's made in America, and it supports this broadcast, and people are crazy if they don't call you and get at least a free brochure. How you doing, Debbie?
Great, Alex. And I look forward to making that video that you're talking about a second ago.
Well, we're trying to do it here. Some people say we're not doing enough, though, but we're definitely working as hard as we can here on the subjects we think are most important. We've been told we're evil and will not get local support for it by certain parties. But let me just now digress here. I am digressing. Let's get into the big Berkeys. What are they? Why should people get them?
Berkey water filter systems are a gravity-fed water purification system. And let me tell you, they're purifiers, not just a filter system. The black Berkey purification elements that come in our American-made Berkeys set a new standard in the water filter industry because they actually take the contaminants out to a non-detectable level instead of just filtering them. And
you've got black elements in the stainless steel casings. You've also got British stainless steel casings and British filters.
Right.
And people want those. But the American, again, sets a new standard. The British is excellent as well. They obviously invented it. You're the national distributor of that. Folks need to give Debbie a call right now. You also get a free Sports Berkey water filter that just makes the water safe to drink, pond, lake water, or it's good to clean out a lot of the stuff of tap water at the gym or work. Or just buy those alone. You get a big discount when you get five of them. Or you can buy them individually. Give Debbie a call, 1-888-803-4438. Write it down, 888-803-4438. Your body is 70% water. This is one of the main areas we get the poisons in us. It's being done by design. A lot of it is. Some of it is just in the environment because of normal pollution. 888-803-4438 or go to BerkeyWater.com. Tell them it's an Alex Jones special in the comment section to get your discount and what free gift you want, or order via InfoWars.com. That's 888-803-4438. Debbie, folks need to get these. And if people already have them, they need to give them as a gift, because don't you care about your friends and family? Folks, I've given, now it's what, like 9 of these over the past 4 or 5 years as gifts, Debbie?
Yes, that's right. And Christmas is around the corner. People want to buy a gift for their loved ones. What a better gift could you give? And it will last them years and years. And, get it for people before Thanksgiving. So when you get together as a family and you're celebrating together, you'll have good water, and y'all can talk about it. It'll give you something to talk about around the table.
Absolutely. We need to do that. Give her a call, 888-803-4438. I don't sell the magic machines that'll heal you. I don't sell the magic creams. I don't get into things that may be real, maybe not. I don't know. I just know the water's full of poison. These are high quality purification systems. It's what I use, and we got it right here in the office. And I give this as a gift to people I love. So please give her a call. Debbie, good to hear from you.
Thank you very much for having me, Alex. And you take care of yourself.
Yeah, it's been a while since you came on. Let's get you back on soon.
Oh, absolutely.
Take care, Debbie. 888-803-4438. All right. I really want to get into the world slave grid, the world dehumanization grid, and I just can't do justice to it. But I promised, I said I would, so we will. But let's also said I'd take calls. So very quickly, I love hearing from you. I hate the time constraints. I hate pressing you for time, but let's go to your calls. Paula in Florida, then John, Levi, and Brian. That'll be it. Paula, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I just want to let you know that I just ordered treason charges from Judiciary and Ethics, and I just called the reps in Washington. I just ordered it, and they were trying
to
pass it.
You just ordered it. What does that mean?
Okay. They said, oh, they pass it on. I said, no. My family wrote the Constitution. I said, I'm a presidential family, and I said, it's going to be done.
Paula, I really appreciate your call. She's a nice lady. She calls in with some nice things from time to time for us, some info, but I just can't handle it. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Take a call here from John in Tennessee. John, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Alex. This is my first time calling this year, and a lot of stuff's been happening here in Tennessee. Won't have time to cover it all exactly.
Well, tell us about some of it.
Well, of course, I saw you guys covered the license plates with the barcodes that we have now, and I did some research on it. I found that they have admitted that this is for future law enforcement, although that's not what they're putting in the main media on some smaller papers of the press.
Well, and that's for a certain system they've been selling to the states with federal funds. They've already got that was designed 10 years ago. Now they're just using the license plate reading scanners because the technology of a year ago is already obsolete a year later.
Right.
So nationwide, they're already tracking it all. We're in a hell pit.
And our governor here is a complete criminal. He's been tied in. There's a highway patrol scandal. If you do a Google on Tennessee highway patrol scandal, some of our highway patrol men have been shown to be convicted felons, and the ones who have been getting the promotions have been the ones that have contributed to the governor's campaign. And but it's all being blown over, and he's gonna.
Hey, we need convicted felons to control these cattle.
Yeah,
they know how to get rough with people.
Rough
with your family if you don't learn to bow down, John.
The other thing I thought you might be interested to know is that your good buddy John Yoo was on an NPR call-in show this morning.
Oh, the person that says torturing children is good.
Right, and I tried to call in, but of course they screened my call out. But
you have to deceive them. It's war.
I tried. I gave up the most inoffensive question I thought I could, but they kept me on hold, and they said, "Oh, your phone, this phone line has technical difficulties," and blah blah blah. But that show is on point, and you can actually, they have a broadcast on the web that you can download it.
Was his torture brought up, or was he just out telling us how good the police state is?
It was both, and you know, he was saying, "Oh, this is a different kind of war now, and that in wartime." Different things are acceptable.
In wartime, we do what Jeffrey Dahmer does with children, yeah.
Right, but nobody ever did bring up the extent like the sexually torturing children. That's what I wanted to bring up. I didn't tell them to that when I was being asked my question was, but they definitely screened me out. They screened me out. I've gotten through there only one time.
Well, he would have said probably on air, yeah. That's what he said in front of other people.
One last thing. Last year, in the final season of Star Trek Enterprise, they had a couple of episodes that were kind of a 9/11 truth type, but with a spin on the end of it. It was the episodes were The Forge and The Awakening. In The Forge, the plot was that the Vulcans had blown up one of their own buildings and blamed it on their enemies, and then they were going after some other people over some weapons of mass destruction that actually didn't exist. And then in the other episode, the good guys find what's going to be the solution. But the solution to the problem is they find this pyramid, and when they find the pyramid, it's supposed to put the Vulcans back on the path. And the pyramid has light emanating from the top of it, just like the image on the dollar bill. So
wow! So the Illuminati will save us. Yeah, the government blew up the buildings, but the Illuminati will save
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Exactly. So. You could probably find that video on the web, or I could try to.
Yeah, please. I don't ever hardly watch television, but I could probably download. If somebody sends it to me, I'll definitely write a story about it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Great caller, John. Don't wait a year to call again. Let's go ahead and talk to Levi in Colorado. Go ahead, Levi.
Hey, Alex. first off, you know, appreciate everything you do and all of that.
Appreciate you, bro. What's up?
I think you might be overreacting just a little bit about the South Park thing. I don't think it's that big of a deal. It is a hit piece.
Oh, please. But Kevin swole up like a turnip around here when you guys call in disagreeing with me going, "See, I told you, South Park is saving us." That South Park thing was a hit piece up one side and down the other.
I know. I just don't
think it's
that.
They've got such mind control over their fans that, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I just don't think it's that big of a deal. And normally I like defend you all over the place on message boards and everything, but I just think maybe don't give this one so much attention, because I don't think it's that big of a deal. Remember the part when Cartman points out the jet fuel and, about the hole in the Pentagon.
Yeah.
And then they had that website on that guy's t-shirt the whole time. And I mean, South Park is just a goofy. It's just a goofy show. And
that's the argument: is they tried to be fair and show every conspiracy, every angle. And you can say that.
No, it's just a bunch of goofy junk. I think maybe Trey Parker and Matt Stone just aren't woken up, and to them, they're just making fun of stuff.
I don't know, man. Team America, Michael Moore's a terrorist.
I saw that. It was pretty terrible, but I think they're just.
You know what it does?
Idiots.
Listen, I appreciate your call and I appreciate your point of view. It reaffirms over and over and over again that the terrorists are real, the attacks are real. Look at Team America. Look at all their other shows. I've watched it. I watched some of it. Saddam's real and doing all this stuff. Needs to be taken out. He has a love affair with Satan. Bin Laden's real and attacking us. I mean, I've seen Team America, and this is how they seduce you, folks, with entertainment. Please don't go there. Leave them alone. Don't say bad about them. Many more extra. I was going to drop it, but not now. No, 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 no. They're going to be a deep investigation of South Park now. For Turnip and everybody else, I'm not going to be stopped, okay? I'm right. And I don't. When I'm wrong, I'll admit it, but I'm right about this, okay? And by the way, Aaron and everybody else around here who saw it, and Rob Jacobson, they saw it, and they said, absolute hit piece. Of course. And they're South Park fans, by the way. Okay, let's go ahead and, but others are under their mind control. certain parties around here. I mean, they're actually upset around here. One person is. Like shaking their head, trying to argue with me. I mean, this is incredible. All right, final call. Brian, where are you calling us from? Go ahead.
Calling from Louisville, Kentucky. It's a pleasure to speak with you, Alex.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, sir. I just wanted to let you know, here in Louisville, Kentucky, they announced today in the newspaper that starting today, the city officials have set up a special hotline so that civilians can phone in and report other citizens who are seen littering. And they're
I told you folks, it wasn't going to be, first it's terror, then child molesters, and then soon it's spitting on the sidewalk.
Exactly.
Malaysia, we were going to have the guy in studio, he got cold feet and got scared, but I can tell you about Malaysia and what he told me, but I already knew about some of it, but this was eyewitness stuff. I can tell you about this, but the point is, it's a total control grid, life is going to be a living hell.
It's awful. They've already announced that in the...
And now we need the new Freedom Initiative because of the shootings. Oh, we just so happened to pass the law a year ago. How convenient. It's all scripted.
Isn't that awful? Take care, Alex. I love the show.
Hey, I appreciate you. Take care. They write scripts. They have a program. That's as General Parton told you. They follow the script of the program. If they mess up, they get back on script, or they write something into the script. It's all scripted. All right, now let me spend the last 10 minutes of airtime we've got left roughly. To a total of 13 and a half actual transmission time, counting the ads, to get into this. Elites throughout history have believed they have a right to rule. They have a right to grab slaves to put them on galleys. They have a right to have slaves to haul their bricks, to build their buildings. They have a right to kill whoever they want and order the firstborn killed. Something the Aztecs did, something the Mayans did, something the Babylonians did, something the Egyptians would do, something the Romans would do. It's a right of kings. They execute it. They exercise it, pressing on the nerve of power. And if you know history, you're not doomed to repeat it because you've got a chance to not repeat it. Because you know, once you've seen history, humans are the same. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, they just keep acting the same. They keep doing the same thing. It's the programming. It's the genetics. It's the stamp. It's what we are. That's why you told the Founding Father, or just an average American 230 years ago, that government was corrupt and sneaky and stealing and couldn't be trusted. They'd go, absolutely, of course, because they were informed. Not today. They've been taught government loves you, it helps you, tens of billions a year. It's like $100 billion or something, state, federal, and local, and in PR and public service announcements. It's all brainwashing. It's all how they're here to help us and how to love us and they care about us. And it's all compartmentalized. So you have the right of kings thinking they're God. And a normal person couldn't do the bad things and abusive things and callous things and removed things. They do unless they didn't care, unless they were sociopathic. And then you interbreed people who are sociopathic and have sociopathic traits. You know, 50-50 nature, nurture, but that nature is such a key part of it. And then they're raised by psychopaths and sociopaths and control freaks, and so the nature part is strong, but so is the nurture. And they're taught that we're bugs, we're cattle, we're nothing. But in the past, when their delusional behavior got too out of control, they would fall. And then every time there was a philosopher king and a rare good leader and a rare good elite, at least to a certain extent, those civilizations would take over. They would create incredible art and science and technology. And then soon, corrupt people would make deals, stab people in the back, murder, commit assassinations to seize that power. And then within a very short period of time, these glistening empires would fall into rack and ruin. And the United States was that. Never perfect, never totally free, 4% of the population, half the world's wealth, 90+% it's like 95% or something of the patents and the developments and the inventions, a dynamo, milk and honey, just bursting at the seams. And so we were the target of criminal cabals, the target of organized crime, the target of entrenched elites overseas, who openly wrote books saying, if we allow their freedom to continue, they'll break our world monopoly. We must take them over. So they tried to kill our presidents. They tried to pay them off. They did kill some. They took over our banking system. With that, they took over the media and the research facilities. And now we're 90-plus years after occupation by the Federal Reserve and the central banks, and they have the incredible high-tech systems doubling every year. They're already authorized nanotech food. They've already authorized viruses to be sprayed on our food. They're already poisoning our water and our air. They're already putting drugs in the food supply, already manipulating us, already setting up their FEMA camps, gearing up their world government. And I'll try to calmly in 5 minutes lay out what they're doing in a nutshell, and then I've just got to do a whole show on this. I don't know why I don't. It's like a mental block. It's like it's so important that I do this right. I haven't ever done it on air. I need to just lay out the whole plan. Because, I mean, I've read their documents. I've seen what they're doing. I understand their operation. And so when we get back, I'll break down what's happening. It's horrible. It's hard to deal with, but it's true. And the bottom line is this. They're going to build a huge prison grid, turning our everyday life into a surveilled control system. They are brainwashing and training key cadres of psychopaths, armies of them. They're going to release controlled bioweapons, one-child policies, you name it, and they're going to kill most of us. Get ready for it.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondent Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Humans have been super predators. We have dominated every other species on the globe. We are the masters of this planet. I don't mean of Mother Nature, but of the animals of the planet. There's nothing we can't kill. A grizzly bear is no match for our fighter bombers. A killer whale, we can harpoon it. But those same instincts are still there, and then they overexpress in these sick individuals who literally see us as their prey. And so there is a criminal guild of world elite who were experts thousands of years ago at managing populations, and those technologies have been passed on and made more sophisticated. And the technology we see in front of us today is ancient. I mean, is in the scale of technology's development, 30, 40, 50 years old. Much of it is being hidden. It's being given to select corporations. They've used our best and brightest minds to get this monopoly over technology, and they're building these type of technological spires that are outside of the even conscious understanding or people even being aware of them. And we're being kept kind of down in a frozen type, state, technologically speaking, compared to the growth of the technologies. And just as the CFR and Bilderberg Group and Club of Rome, their documents, a lot of them are public, where they say this, that they're going to basically put us back to an agrarian society. They're going to put us in little areas where we can't move. Those that live in the big mega cities are going to be compacted in and controlled, and everything's going to be surveilled. Children are going to be drugged from birth. One-child policies, controlled bioweapons releases. This is all admitted. See, that's what freaks me out. And then they're putting it all in place so they can do it. And technology now that we know of is doubling every 2 years. Wild, total surveillance and calling us civilians and they're the authorities, and again, all these military terminologies, all this military terminology, it's there's so many facets to it. But you're not going to have property rights in the future unless you're a favored family. You're going to have lots of, and it's different phases. You're going to have lots of servant families that serve the system and get power from it, and then they'll be removed. Greater and greater consolidations, more and more. I mean, imagine having an elite that is consciously trying to dumb the population down, consciously doing everything they can to make you petty, to distract you, to poison you, to put mercury into your body, to put cancer viruses and DNA viruses into your manufactured microplasms into your body. All of the, think of the will to let black men die of syphilis and give it to other people and give them syphilis. Think of the will to radiate 110,000 children as our government in Israel did. Think of the will to know that it was going to kill the soldiers and have a march through the atomic blast. Think of the will to use DU and know it's going to kill our soldiers. Think of the will to give them experimental shots. Think of the will, because they think of us as cattle. And once you understand that, everything else becomes clear. You and your life and everything mean nothing to them. They're doing everything they can just to mesmerize you and inebriate you with the food and drink and entertainment just long enough to get this grid in place, which is almost in place. And by the way, within another 5 years, they're going to have over half the Air Force drone, and then within 2015, which I guess is 10 years, 9 years, this is official, most of the ground forces will be drone. Then the elite won't even need troops to carry out their orders, just other drone factories to work on it, and then key technicians to oversee that. And this is the official report. So you think the globalists were bad on 9/11 with remote control planes? Think about them with whole armies that are remote control. And you see, the future isn't 500 years in the future, 100 years, 50 years. Man, it's now. The future's tomorrow. This stuff is exploding. And listen, the elite, top scientist, the owner of Sun Microsystems, many others, say in publications nationally that they've been to meetings where the elite plan to kill us. I mean, this is public for those that are informed. We're in an emergency, ladies and gentlemen. God bless you all.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. Hello.